When you're picking up the phone and you're making prospecting calls, nobody likes the phone hung up on them. When you're knocking on doors, no one likes to be yelled at or have the door slammed in their face. But reality is, you're going to get rejection. So find a way to deal with it, move on, and get to the next step, make the next call, knock on the next door. Hey, I'm Anthony Conklin. Welcome back to the podcast. If you are struggling with sales strategy, confidence, if you want to take your sales organization to the next level, let's have a conversation. If you think about what happened with the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys, and if you're not a football fan, just follow me for a couple minutes here, is that the reason why that San Francisco won were many reasons, and a lot of it has to do with the data. But here's one thing the data doesn't show you. Watch the players as they walk across the field. Look how they position their bodies. Their heads are up. They're constantly changing their physiology. They're constantly putting themselves in a state. And listen, they did a great job. They didn't do a superior job, but they did a great job to get the deal done, as I would say, or to win the game. So Anthony, what does it have to do with selling? Well, selling is the same thing, especially when you're making cold calls or you're knocking on doors or just general outreach. Now, as I said before, rejection is something that's part of life. You're going to get it. And when somebody rejects you, they're not rejecting you personally. They're rejecting what you have to offer. So I want you to think about this as you go into this week, as you start making phone calls, scheduling meetings. Just try something. Instantly get yourself into what Tony Robbins calls a state. If you typically sit down and make phone calls, try standing up. Listen, everyone has a Bluetooth headphone. If you don't, I'll send you one, right? Walk around and just get yourself in a state. Wear your finest clothes because, you know, my mother used to tell me, if you want the part, you got to dress the part. Dress nice, dress comfortable, but dress professional. Get yourself in a position of power, like, I'm going to do this. And here's one thing I say to my team, I say to myself, if I'm facing something that's making me feel nervous or uncertain, I say to myself, I'm so excited to get up on stage today and talk to the sales team. I'm so excited to start this new gig with this client to get them to triple their revenue. I'm so excited to make these phone calls today because I know I'm going to get meetings and I'm going to change people's lives. Instead of saying, I have dead leads, or it's not going to work, or this list sucks, just get yourself in a state of mind of telling yourself the positive talk, because negative talk will never get you positive results. Think about what you're doing. Think about where you're standing. Change your physiology. Have more positive self-talk. And most important, pick up the phone, knock on the door, make the call, schedule the meeting. And if you get rejected, you move on to the next. Hey, I'm Anthony Conklin. Once again, thanks for joining me on the podcast today. If you want to hear more, hit the subscribe button below. Share this out with someone who needs it today. And listen, go sell something.